Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Areas to give us a better chance to win.
All right, stop it right there, Donnie. That answer, most of it, I think are all aspects of the game that we relate back to coaching. How a team plays with a lead, how it handles the ebbs and flows of a game, how it manages the game, like
maintains
recognizing
momentum.
Yeah, recognizing proper risk reward situations. These are not like
head coach sets that tone.
Right, these are not things that you would go to your GM and say,
I need players who do this better. It's things your GM would say, you're supposed to be the one who drives that bus.
Right.
When they were great in 15, 16.
He incriminated himself there.
When they were great in 15, 16, and 16, 17, it was because they had Mike's, especially 15, 16, when they were dominant, really, the whole way through that run once he took over. It was because his ethos, his hockey philosophy permeated the team, Pony. And if you're going to like look beyond him for a second, managing leads and situations, doesn't that usually come down to do your defensemen like kind of have their heads on straight? Todd Reirden runs that show too.
And then he brought the power play. So Reirden sounds like dead man walking to him. I think he'll be fired in the next few days. It's just all of those things we equate to a team having tuned out its coach. But no one wants to ever admit
why
that
Eric,
or say that.
Like, why does Erik Karlsson do what he did in the Detroit game? But for thinking, like, no one's going to say anything to me about this. Or didn't Letang have a brutal turnover against Calgary in that comeback,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, he did.
Like, what is that if not my players are out there just doing what they want to do and not what they should be doing,
more,
other than an indictment?
More of Sullivan.
Mike, throughout the course of the year, overtime periods proved something that seemed to be consistently troublesome for you guys. Just what were the biggest challenges in your eyes just of those three-on-three periods, and how can you guys improve upon that aspect of your game moving forward?
So it's a good question, and my answer to you is we didn't do as good a job as we're capable of. With the possession game, and that's an essential element of overtime. And so, and there's a lot that goes into that. We've got to be more selective on when we choose to attack. It starts with our shot selection, because usually when you watch overtimes, if a shot on goal takes place, it can set off a domino effect of events after that, because there's not a lot of players on the ice. So I didn't think we were as diligent with our possession game and using line changes to outchange teams and have the ability to take advantage of a fatigued group on the ice. And that's a strategy that we've talked about a lot with our guys starting from training camp. And that was an area where I don't think we took advantage like we could have. And so on the defensive side, it boils down to man on man. It's hard not to do anything else. And so you got to defend hard when you're on the ice. But the possession game, I think, is such a critical element of it because it sets up a lot of what takes place. And that's an important strategy that we've got to get better at.
Stop it. Chris, how many times or how often would the Penguins practice 3-on-3 overtime?
Never, to my knowledge.
That's exactly right.
Never.
How do you get better at any of the intricate stuff that he just went through there and you never actually have a practical lesson or practical application of it? It's always just sitting down or in a room somewhere and discussing it and not actually to apply it.
It actually makes me think that he feels
ridiculous.
Like, well, hold on. It makes me think that for how highfalutin, but for how detailed that answer was, in practice, Mike Sullivan actually views 3-on-3 overtime as more or less a bounce here or there crap shoot. And so why is it worth practicing anything
Then give that answer.
Because he knows that's unacceptable, because he knows that they're actually – that's what makes it worse. He views it one way, and yet he's able to speak intellectually and, by the way, correctly about a lot of the things that make teams good in that setting. So there's a huge disconnect. He knows it enough to say it, so he either doesn't believe it or he just refuses to spend time on it, and either one of those explanations is not good enough.
Donnie, give me one more from Sully.
Mike, did Ned's play down the stretch make you think differently about your goaltending situation going forward, and what's your interest in re-signing him as a group?
I thought Ned played terrific down the stretch. That was one of the reasons why we chose to put him in goal. That doesn't diminish our belief in Tristan at all. When you look at the body of work that those two guys had throughout the course of the season for a significant amount of the season, their numbers were very respectable, and they gave us a chance to win on a lot of nights, both Tristan and Ned. We chose to go with what we deemed the hot hand down the stretch. That's not a slight on Tristan by any stretch. We believe that Tristan is a solid NHL goalie, and it's a credit to Ned, you know, that he worked extremely hard and had him, you know, and put the work in to be prepared for the opportunity when it came calling. But we believe we have a tandem that's very capable.
Mike.
All right, that's good. I was going to take it in one direction, but he did have a little slip up there. He called Jari a solid NHL goalie. That's like calling a girl cute. That's the first time I've heard him say something other than franchise goalie, really good goalie, very good goalie, good goalie. He went solid. Solid is you can get by with the player. It's passable. You don't give a solid goalie a 5-year deal that pays him $27 million. And everything else he said before that is just complete BS. He gave you his true feelings in one sentence. Everything else was hogwash about how their feelings didn't change on the guy whatsoever. It wasn't a hot hand with Nedeljkovic. He just gave up 5 goals last night. He had to get pulled in a game.
Why was he playing last night, by the way, in a meaningless game?
Right.
Why not toss Jari back out
exactly.
there if you believe in him so much?
Well, the only thing I'll say back to that, because I've heard that point made a lot, the devil's advocate to that is, Sullivan still likes Jari, and he would look at just throwing him out there, finally putting him in game 82.
As like a bench warmer situation?
As like a disrespectful thing to do to him, yeah.
I mean,
that's like my plausible explanation for why he didn't do it. The time my coach, like in a blowout in hoops my junior year, called me into the game, and I said, do you want me to go in and try to tie it or win it when we were down like 30? And that did not go over well. And
line,
we
though.
Had to run laps and do stairs and stuff at practice the next day.
Did your teammates at least think it was funny,
yes.
or were they mad at you?
Yes, and the guys that laughed on the bench had to do extra ones with me.
We had that in, like, fifth grade hoops. They would put all the fifth graders in because it was fifth and sixth grade. And I think there's, like, a level of time left in the game where it becomes actually disrespectful even to 11-year-olds. I think we were down, like, 9 points with, like, 12 seconds left, and the coach emptied the bench of fifth graders, like, including me. And I'm thinking, dude, what are we out here to do? Just to say we stood on the court?
I know. That's
crap. Because even at 10 or 11 years old, you know. You know it's BS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Waiting on Bob Pompieni. Local TV sports news, Emily Giangreco announced on Twitter this afternoon that she is no longer with Channel 4. She's moving on. Best of luck to her. I wonder if friend of the show, Ashley Liotis, is in for a promotion there. I would be in favor of that. I think she does an awesome job.
Big fan of Ashley's work. She puts the screws to Mike Tomlin at
the
presser.
There you go. For
and
those,
you got to be brave to do it. It's tough to walk in there and do it, and she puts the screws to him.
For those who are unfamiliar with Ashley's work, she is typically the one who asks Mike Tomlin, I would say, the questions that our listeners want to hear. You know, everybody goes in there with an agenda for what they're trying to get. They're working on a story. They're
right.
Working some angle. It's like she...
When our listeners say, why don't you guys ever ask him blank?
She asks a lot of those questions.
She's the person who fills in that blank more
she
often than
she has a very
not.
Good handle on the pulse of what the fans are thinking about and asking for. Blue-collar background, no doubt.
Her dad... Well, she's a certified... What does everyone like to call people now? The big compliment is, oh, you are a ball knower. You are a knower of ball. Ashley is. Her dad was an official for over, I think, 30 years.
Yes.
So she is a certified ball knower.
And I'm pretty sure said hi to me at a Syracuse, Maryland game, and I didn't say hi back because they were getting blown out and I was in a bad mood and I felt bad about
Man,
that.
Man, that is a sicko behavior for you. So you knew who was saying hi to
no,
you?
No, I didn't. I had no okay. idea. I thought it was just a random official.
Oh, her dad's... yeah, okay.
He was working.
I thought you said she said hi
no,
to you.
No, he did.
You just ignored
he was
her.
Working. I didn't put two and two together until... Very recently.
Imagine being so mad that your team is losing to Maryland that you get into that state.
Donnie was told today on Twitter that he's not a ball knower.
By who?
By Ken Carman, of all people. Yeah. I think that's the definition of what? The pot calling the kettle black right there?
Well, I was going to say something like the main, you know, round-shaped things like a ball that Ken knows are dinner rolls.
All right, Bob Pompieni with us right now. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Pony and Malzy. What's going on?
Did you ever track down Neil Shipley? We were worried about that the other day. Did you ever get in touch with him?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So we'll be doing something with him shortly.
You should go out and play around with him.
How many strokes does Bob Pompiani have to give Shipley to have a chance? If he's giving you strokes, how many? How many to stay in the match for you? You need, like, one a hole?
I've never played with him, but I know what he's capable of, so it may be at least that. So I played with Nathan Smith today, who's going to be captaining the Walker Cup team next year.
Congratulations on all your success.
And he's played in the Masters three times. He's a tremendous amateur player. It's delightful to play with people like that, because I think, Chris, you know this, when you play with better people, your game's got to perk up. You can't be, allowing it to go in different directions. You got to really bear down. It was fun.
Oh, you shank one into the woods with like a scratch or better player, you feel like a bigger ignoramus than you normally would. I agree wholeheartedly, Bob, about that part.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it because, I mean, what that kid did was phenomenal, and I don't think we'll ever have another week like that unless he wins something big.
Mm-hmm. I would agree, Bob. I just wanted to make sure that he didn't big time you, and I'm happy to hear that he did not. Let's go through
some
Penguins.
He's a busy man, though, He's been all the big shows, so it's going to take some time.
I know, but that's...
He did Adam Crowley's show, Bob.
Correct.
And Crowley didn't even watch the Masters.
That's right. He shouldn't forget where he comes from, so I'm happy that he got back to you, especially you being the golf aficionado that you are. All right, I'm going to give you a Penguins pressing issue, and I want your thought. We'll go down the list of these. We'll start right at the very top. If Bob Pompiani is Kyle Dubas or Fenway Sports Group, and money is not an issue, you're making this decision based purely on what you think of the person, would you bring Mike Sullivan back as head coach next year, yes or no?
Yes.
Why?
Because I still think he's a very good coach. I think the system, he's playing with a bunch of guys that are better when they're playing offensive style of hockey. And I think on 5-on-5 this year, they proved that out, that they were still a very, very good team. Their mistakes are made in careless situations, which I have a hard time blaming coaches for that. But I do think, though, the DNA of the players sometimes suggests that they're trying to make plays. We saw one last night when they're killing off a penalty, although this game didn't matter. Brian Russ is trying to look ahead for Jeff Carter instead of just routinely clearing the puck. And I'm only using that as one example, but they do stuff like that. And so I think they will make changes to their coaching staff, but if it's up to me, I'm bringing him back.
I know that like some of what their players try to do in various situations, whether it's managing a lead or on the power play, the onus should come back on the players. Hey, especially if you're really good, you should know better. But that is where I bring the head coach into play, Bob, and say a good head coach who has the ear of the team usually is going to get the team to do the thing that they should do in a given situation, not what they maybe, the player might feel like doing because he's skilled enough.
No, I get that. And I would have made some changes to that power play. And I think you and I talked about this last night. I would have liked to have seen Jeff Carter more prominent on the power play this year just because of what kind of physical player he is in terms of his size. And they could have utilized that as opposed to what they kept trying to do was, pound this round, this square into a round. Oh, it just didn't work. And they kept, same old stuff with the power play. And honestly, the autopsy will show that the power play was the big reason why they missed the playoffs. Once again, too many points were let go, too much stupidity on the power play. And again, you can debate whether or not as players, coaches, but he could have made changes to players there. But again, I think players should know better, but they're all been around forever. They should know better.
I understand that, Bob, but like we got to be fair. If he got credit his first couple of years for how good they played or how well they played with a lead after two periods, if he gets credit for that, when it goes the other way, he should get criticized for it.
And I'm not saying he shouldn't, and I'm not saying that I won't. I'm just saying you're asking me if I'm bringing him back. My answer is yes.
Bob, would you say that if you're bringing him back, though, you're doing so with, like, conditions like, hey, Mike, like, not that it would be made public, but basically, hey, if this isn't turned around or this is still floundering by Christmas, goodbye. Like, you've got till about mid-December to figure this out.
I think that's a good point, Chris. I think there should be some attachments to it. But, again, I think a lot of this also comes down to the way these rosters were put together. Now, he has a role in that, of course. But, they're trying to double down on keeping legends around to appease a fan base, to continue to sell tickets. But they also needed to do some different things. So Yeah, I think there are conditions. I think, you know, it's like the Steelers are in that conundrum right now where you got to take another step. And, you know, and Art Rooney said, now I'm starting to get a little antsy about this. You know, the message is clear. It has to change. But I think you'd be far worse off starting new. And I know there are examples up there of so many teams, including teams like Edmonton, midseason makes changes. In fact, Sullivan was a perfect example of that when he came here in relief of Bielsma. My point is, I believe the guy is the right guy for the job. I think they need to change some personnel, and I think that's what you're going to see. So, you know, as best they can in this offseason.
So I can't convince you on Sullivan. We'll agree to disagree there. Have you come over to my side on Jari, Bob, or you still believe that he's a good goalie and let's be patient with him?
Well, I'm going to believe that he's a good goalie, but he's not a big game goalie. And until I see otherwise, I can't see that. You know, there were times in his career where he had these opportunities, some larger sample size, some not so large sample size. I mean, he could have been a regular folk hero had he which series was it when he came in? When
the Rangers game Brockley 7.
Guy. Domingue, yeah, that the Brockley. You know, when Domingue was struggling, or you know, and he came back and he could have done something big there, and that would have maybe gotten that off his back. But no, I haven't seen enough. If there is a trade market to be had, and I think we discussed this at the trade deadline, I wouldn't have been against that because I know that they have high regard for Joel Blomqvist. So. You know, that's up in the air for me, and it just depends on what's available.
All right, last one. Malkin, Letang, Carlson. Keeping all three, trying to trade one, trying to trade them all. Malkin, Letang, Carlson.
I'm trying to, again, you got obstacles here, Pony. You know, you got to get rid of these clauses, and it will take them to okay it.
Yes.
But I'm willing to ask all of them in an effort to not only advance maybe their careers or give them a shot somewhere. Crosby's not in this conversation for me. He will sign, I'm convinced of that, even though he hasn't. And I know what he said today because I listened. But I just don't believe he's going to go anywhere. So I think, you know, yeah, I'd ask him. Listen, you guys, I know you want to be here. It's going to be up to you. But is there any way we can discuss this and try to figure out something better? And I think they owe it to themselves to do that.
All right, Bob Papiani, fresh off playing. He's played Augusta, and he played with a guy who's played
Nathan
the Masters
Smith.
Multiple times today.
Nathan Smith is a big-time amateur player. I don't want to give Nathan Smith short shrift here on this show. Big-time amateur.
No, he's and we're a great person too. And you know these. I mean, some of the stuff he's been able to do, and the fact that you're captaining a Walker Cup team on the same year the U.S. Open comes to Oakland is pretty cool, I think.
All right, let me just throw this last one out there. Hypothetical. Maybe we could arrange this. Me and Shipley versus Malzi and Pomp. Shipley and I have to use one of my shots every hole. So it can't just be him and I, and we use every
shot?
Single.
Or
no.
Or is this best ball? Like, or scramble? Like, are we scrambling where Pomp and I each get to pick the shot that we like better? Like a scramble
format?
Yeah,
but if you're scrambling, you know, you're going to have to, you could ignore Pony the whole way through then.
No, I said you know, have to use.
It's like one of those have to use one of Pony's drives, except it has to be one shot from Pony every time.
Per hole.
Then I'm taking us, Chris.
Yeah, I think we'd win. I think we'd win.
Let's get Shipley in the mix here.
My man Ship.
I'll put some money up on this
when
one.
When Pony sprays one into the woods off of every tee, Ship isn't going to be able to help too much.
Well, we won't use that shot.
Yeah.
Then what happens if you dub one on the second
problem.
Shot?
Some internal strife occurring and when that happens, and then he has to go look in the woods or
maybe
play
we
it
can
out
get
of
maybe we can get Huntington Bank to sponsor this match. They might be very interested in that, Bob.
I would like to have this match, Bob. I think we can get out there and whoop some ass.
All right, Bob, thank you. We'll talk next week.
Let's go. I may have to mention it to him if he has time. I know he's a busy guy.
Woo!
See you, Bob.
I think we would beat you, Pony. I do. I think you are. I've seen you play. I know how good Shipley is. Bob and I, with Shipley and any kind of a partner who's actually played golf seriously, would be in big, big trouble there. I like our chances against you guys.
Yes, I heard
format.
You say that several times.
I know. I want to play this now. I want it to happen.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, it is time for Donnie's mock draft of the day, a week out from the NFL draft. Next Thursday, we'll be really thinking about who the Steelers are going to take at 20, even though it's now top of mind for me 7 days away. The latest mock draft has the Steelers taking.
Well, this comes
Donnie,
from
tell us.
This comes from Jonathan Jones from CBS. He used to be with ESPN, right? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
No, he replaced Lock and Fora.
Okay.
He's been kind of groomed to be their insider.
So you just want the Steelers pick? You don't want anything else?
No, you can give us some more.
Because we like the little intrigue of some of the earlier picks.
Yeah, it says up at the top, his one and only mock draft. So quarterbacks early, first three, Williams, Daniels, May. No trades either out of that. McCarthy, he gets picked fifth. The Vikings trade up with the Chargers there. Typical where we've seen guys like Joe Alt go, some of those big receivers. Alt goes to the Titans at number seven. A little bit of a surprise. Eighth overall to the Falcons. He has Michael Penix Jr.
Boy, that is something.
Then we get to some of the other offensive linemen off the board. He has the Jets taking Latham at 10. Fashanu goes to the Raiders at 13. Fuaga goes to the Saints at 14. A couple of corners go in a row. He has Arnold, Mitchell, and McKinstry going 15, 16, and 17.
Wow.
The Eagles trade up to number 16 to get Mitchell.
I was going to say the Seahawks aren't taking another corner at 16.
Yeah, the Bengals get Jared Verse all the way down at 18. The Rams try to replace Aaron Donald with Byron Murphy at 19. So a lot of offensive linemen on the board. You've only heard me say a couple of names.
Fashanu, Alt, Latham.
Fuaga.
Man, you do have a lot there still.
And at number 20, he has the Steelers taking Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver from LSU.
Wow.
That's 2 days in a row we've heard that.
Man, I don't know about you. Do you guys have a hard time envisioning that happening? Because I still do. I still am so overwhelmingly biased towards the idea that they're going to take a tackle.
If there were that many offensive linemen on the board, especially that many tackles still on the board, I would be stunned by that. It would have to be a case where there was just a huge run on tackles, and it was either him or maybe a center, and they said, well, here's a big play threat. We'll go with him.
Here's a question for both of you based on the way this mock shook out. If that happened, I think the thing I would want the Steelers to do most is potentially trade down a couple of spots. Like, I've seen mocks that have them trading down, like, with Dallas before or with, you know, Buffalo. If there's that many tackles available, and did you even say one of the centers yet, Donnie, at that point?
No, he had no centers coming off the board. Barton's still out there, too.
You've got several tackles, and you've got all the centers. I'd want them to trade down at least four or five spots.
The wide receiver hungry teams are the Bills and Chiefs. Kansas City's dealing with the Rashee Rice thing. The Bills traded Diggs. They've got a big hole there. You know, the Cardinals pick 27, but they're going to probably take Marvin Harrison, so that's not going to be an issue for them. I guess maybe the Bears could trade back into the first. Well, they don't have their second round pick because they made the Montez Sweat deal.
Yep.
So I'm just thinking of teams that would want it. If Thomas was still available at 20, Buffalo's the obvious one, that they'd want to come up eight spots and make sure that they get top dog wide receiver.
60th pick for that, let's say. Then between 20 and 28, where you were and where you are then, you've still got Fautanu from Washington.
No, I think Donnie had him.
Did he
picked.
Say he was gone?
No, he did not get picked until 23.
Okay, then you'd still have Mims.
Yes, he has Mims Fautanu. Going 24.
to Dallas.
I want to know where Barton, Frazier, and JPJ go.
Barton is the only one he has going in the first round. He has the Ravens picking him at number 30.
I'll tell you what, if they were to pick Frazier in this hypothetical and get an extra pick out of the whole thing at 60 overall, I'd have a very hard, because then they'd have some wiggle room to play around in that second round and see what they wanted to do to maybe move up to get a tackle they liked.
Yep.
Like, what?
60 is the Bills pick, you're saying.
Yeah, correct. I wouldn't hate that, because I would think you've got more, like, commensurate value there picking a center at 28 and having picked up a pick to do so, right? You can maybe draft a tackle in the early second round. You can use that pick to move up again and get somebody. And then you've definitely got the draft capital to find a wide receiver. There's going to be somebody you like who you don't have to move for again. I don't mind that. Like, just if you're trying to look at the draft and say, forget about, like, do I want to get a certain player and I'm dead set on it, the way you'd be moving around on the board, I like.
I'm just, and this is an insider's draft, so he's probably talking to people to try to put it together.
Yeah.
I'm hard-pressed to think that so many defensive players go
that high
in the first 19 picks, and that leaves the Steelers with this situation where they have their pick of the litter at center, multiple offensive tackles available.
Yep.
And Thomas, I guess, still available. He's basing this off of the fact that Deontay Johnson got traded, and that's a hole that needs to get filled between now and the start of the year.
If it actually breaks this way for them, they should 110% trade back, because there are so many options that they have. If a team comes to them with something that is even a handful of picks behind them, like the Bills, let's say, I'd say 100% do it. There are so many tackles still there, and every single center is still there.
I said Jordan Morgan, by the way. He's listed in Brugler's as a guard.
Guard.
Are they just projecting that that's where he ends up?
There's a lot of guys like that this year.
And you know who else is projected? He's the number one guard on Brugler? Fatanu. So it's like hard to like figure this out sometimes with some of these guys.
And how about Fuaga?
Fuaga's a guard, but he's listed as a tackle. Here's another one that he's a second or third rounder on Brugler's. Remember the kid from Kansas, Dominic? I don't know if it's Puni or Puni, P-U-N-I.
Okay.
He's listed as a guard. I've only seen him as a tackle.
Yeah.
For most people, I thought I was like hallucinating there for a second. I ultimately, Donnie, my main takeaway is the same as yours. I got to move back. In the scenario that his lays out, you've got to move back if you're the Steelers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.